Now we know why he demanded family time. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The new Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, famously demanded a guarantee of family time before agreeing to run for Speaker, because as important as the job is, he wanted to strike a balance. That drew a few snarky tweets saying, yeah, Ryan demands family time for himself, but he votes against family leave for everybody else. And then Sunday, on Face the Nation, John Dickerson asked him a question that revealed just how Paul Ryan defines his work-life balance.
You still going to sleep in your office?
Yeah, I am. I work here from dawn till about midnight, and I'm just going to sleep in my office because it's very convenient.
Works dawn to midnight, sleeps in the office. And I'm pretty sure the family doesn't join him there. The family time he's referring to is getting weekends off. And he's not alone. Rollcall.com estimates that as many as 70 members of the House live in their offices and shower in the House gym during the week. I know one member who used to sleep in an old walk-in safe. He showed it to me. It was creepy. And it's not just because of the workload. It's because congressional salaries have been frozen since 2010, and a one-bedroom apartment near Capitol Hill runs $23,000 a year. So sleeping in the office saves real money. And that's when it hit me. This must be why ideas like family leave and the minimum wage can't get anywhere in the House, because there's quite a few members of Congress who probably feel they have it at least as tough as you do. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.